Welcome to the Grayson Taylor Podcast. I'm your host, Grayson Taylor, a novelist, filmmaker, composer, and actor, and this is the podcast for young artists and entrepreneurs. It's all about the creative arts and entrepreneurship, from writing your first book to starting a business. On today's episode, we're talking about the new year. Yes, it's now 2020, and as with the beginning of every year, it's time to plan for the months ahead and find out what's coming. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you all my plans for this year, including my upcoming books, films, and other creative projects. And I'll give you tips on how to plan your year and get off to a great creative start. Plus, if you keep listening, you'll find out about a brand new exclusive book you can get on my website, and a really awesome thing I'm excited to share with you. All that and more is coming up on this episode of the Grayson Taylor Podcast. So to start off, the podcast was on a break for the holiday season, but we're back now. So be sure to spread the word to anyone you think would be interested in listening, and of course, stay tuned for future episodes. We have some really good ones coming up, and you won't want to miss them. So let's get into this. It's 2020 now, and if you want to have a creatively productive year, one of the best ways to do that is to plan out what you're going to be doing this year, make a schedule of the different projects that you're going to be undertaking, and see what you can fit in, how you're going to time it, and it gives you a nice overview of where you're headed. And this works not only for creative projects like writing books or making films or music things or different things like that. It also works for entrepreneurial things. So if you have a business that you're trying to start or continue or grow, then you should also definitely plan that out and plan out what steps you're going to take this year, what kind of things you're going to undertake, and how you're going to work on your business this year. Now, there are a lot of ways you can plan your year and figure out all the different projects you're going to do, but the way I do it is I just make a list of all the different things that I want to do in different categories in terms of creative projects, and then under that it'll be sections like what books do I want to write this year, what films do I want to make, and other things like podcast or music in separate categories. So you end up with this list of all these things that you'd like to do in the year. So let's get into the process of how you're going to schedule your projects. There are roughly four kinds of projects in terms of the timing of them. And the first would be continued projects. These are projects that you started last year or maybe even before that, and you're continuing into this year. And you're probably hoping to finish them this year, but they're not finished from previous years. So you're not starting something new, but you're just continuing something that you had previously started. The second kind would be ongoing projects. That would be like a podcast, like this one, where it's never really finished. It's not one complete project, but it's something that you're doing on an ongoing basis. And then the third kind of projects are the ones that you're starting this year, but you don't plan to finish. This could be something like a podcast where it will be ongoing, and so you're not going to be done with it at the end of the year. Or it could be something like a book that you think is probably going to take longer than a year to finish, or a film that you think is going to take longer than a year to finish. Whatever the case, this is a project that you are starting for the first time this year, but you're not going to finish it by the end of the year. And then the fourth kind are the start-to-finish projects, which are the ones that you are starting this year, but you're also planning to finish this year. It wouldn't be like a podcast that you're planning to do continually. This would be something that you're starting this year and you're planning to finish this year as well. So those are the four kinds of projects as it relates to time. And then there are other categories of projects in terms of the category that they're in, like music, film, writing, something like that. So for me, the categories I have, for example, are writing, and then under that I have fiction and nonfiction. So far I haven't actually written any nonfiction books, but this year I will be, I'm pretty sure, writing my first nonfiction book. I also have films, of course. I have category films, and then I have the category of music. That's for any music that I'm going to be making. That could be a soundtrack or just an album that's not for a film. And then I have the podcast. That's just one item in this podcast. And then there are other things like entrepreneurial projects for your business or something. That could be a different category. And you can have subcategories under that. But it is nice to be able to divide your projects into different kinds so that you can get a look at how many books am I planning to write this year. It might be one, might be none if you're not really interested in that kind of thing. How many films, how many entrepreneurial projects. It can be a helpful way to see how you're going to be dividing your time and where you should be spending the most energy and time so that you can get everything done that you would like to get done. Now, if you're going to get any of these things done that are in your schedule for the year, it is nice to have deadlines, because deadlines are an important motivation for some people, and it can be helpful to know when exactly you're hoping to have this done, because otherwise it might just never get done and you might get to the end of the year and realize, oh yeah, there are a lot of things that I had on my list that I just never got done because assumed, well, I'll just do them later in the year, but I never got around to it. So it is helpful to have deadlines, and I usually just put the month because it's hard to know, like, oh, I want to have this book finished by August 21st. You know, that's awfully specific, and so I'd say just August or maybe the end of August or something like that, just so that you have a general month. And if you finish on the earlier side, that's pretty good. You don't really want to finish on the late side. And definitely keep in mind what is going to be going on throughout the year so that you're not scheduling to have a book done when you really won't have enough time to finish that book at that time of the year. Make sure you give yourself enough room so that you will be able to realistically do those things, because you don't want to schedule too many projects or too many ventures or endeavors or anything like that in one part of the year. And then if you want to break it down even further, you can have deadlines for parts of those projects. Say you're working on a film, then you might say you want to have the script done by a certain date, and then the shot list done by another date, and then production finished by a different date, and then editing and release done by another date. So that can help you break it down even more. It's a bit simpler for other kinds of projects, like a book is a bit simpler in that it's pretty much just the writing and then the editing and then the publication, and it's simpler than making a film. So now, to give you a sense of how I schedule my projects, this is how I've scheduled this year and the different kinds of projects and the timelines for them that I've come up with. I have 5 books scheduled for this year. We'll see if I get to them all. That's pretty ambitious, especially for starting out. I wouldn't recommend starting with a relatively high number like that. There are plenty of writers who write really fast and pump out a lot of books, but usually I don't do that. Hopefully this year it'll be different. There are some reasons why it's not exactly like 5 novels that I'm making, but I'll get into that in just a moment. So the 5 books that I'm planning to make this year are Dark Waters. I started that while before, so that's almost done. I'm right now, as I'm recording this, I have 2 more chapters to write in the book. Again, I'm co-writing that with my sister, Ella, and so that should be done pretty soon. That should be done in February. The next one is a revision of Ice Lords. So right now I'm going through it. Ice Lords, in case you don't know, is a book that I wrote when I was 9, and it is part of my Taylorverse. That's the universe that all my books take place in, and I do sell it, so I want to make sure that it's good quality. And the writing, because I wrote it when I was 9, it's not fantastic. The story works, but I just would like to improve it. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm going through it and making some edits, changes to make it a bit more realistic. Also, one thing I didn't really do when I was first writing it was I didn't quite research Antarctica enough. That's where a large portion of the book takes place. So I'm making it a bit more realistic and improving the science and things behind it, because it doesn't quite make sense, but also just the writing. So that should not take a whole lot of time, because I'm not writing a whole new story. I'm just revising it. That doesn't really count as a new book, but it is, you know, heavily revised. I am considering it a writing project, like a book. I have it scheduled for the end of February, but because of Dark Waters, it might not be done until sometime in March. I'm going to actually change that to March. And then I have my first nonfiction book, which is The Kid's Guide to Writing a Novel, which I'll be talking about later in another episode. That will be coming out around May, probably, but it might take a bit longer because, again, I've never really made a nonfiction book before. I will be making that this year, and it is probably going to be coming out in the spring, maybe in the summer, but hopefully in the spring. And then I have an untitled book that I can't really tell you about now, but that's going to be probably coming out around September. I'm going to be starting work on that right after I finish the nonfiction book, because there's never really a time when I'm not writing something. I like to always have a book that I'm working on, because that's just what I love doing. After that, I am scheduled to start writing on another book that I do have a name for that one, but I'm not going to tell you about that right now. That's probably going to be coming out around December, or at least I'm going to be working on it in December. If it's not coming out, it might be January of next year or something, but I'm scheduled to be working on it early winter, I guess, of this year. So those are my writing projects. You may notice that I have rather fluid deadlines for them. I mean, it's like for The Kid's Guide to Writing a Novel, right now I have written down April/May, and it might actually be a bit later than that, so it's not super firm, because if you put an extremely strict deadline, that can sometimes be problematic, because if you don't hit that deadline, then you might just give up because you passed the date. Well, too bad. I mean, I guess you failed. But no, that's not how it works. You should just shift the day back, make it a bigger range for the deadline, and that often helps. Of course, not too big, or else you'll never be motivated to actually do it. So as you're nearing the end, especially, it helps to have an actual date. And something that can also help you with motivation to get yourself done is to announce that you're making it and announce that you have a deadline to the public. Maybe say that your book or something is going to be out at a certain date. Of course, that can be dangerous, because if you don't hit that and people are expecting it, that can be disappointing. But it is a powerful motivator to get you to work on it enough and finish it in time. My films that I'm scheduled to work on are Dark Waters, and we pretty much finished production for that. We do have a few more shots to do, but other than that, we're pretty much done with production. I'm going to start editing it soon-ish, I think. There should be a trailer coming out relatively soon, so that the film of Dark Waters, that's the film version, not the book version, which I'm also working on right now. The film will be coming out around March, probably. Of course, it is the longest film I've ever made, so it may take longer than that. But we'll see. Just stay tuned. And there will be a trailer coming out soon, so definitely check that out when it does come out. Maybe when you're listening to this, it already has. That'll be on YouTube and on my website at graysontaylor.info/darkwatersfilm. Then next up, I have Suspect Ruthless, which, again, similar case. We're almost done with production. We just have a few more shots to do. That is probably going to be coming out around April or May. And then I have two new films that I haven't actually started working on, scheduled for September and then December. Can't really tell you what those are at this point. You'll find out eventually. But those are new films that I'm going to be working on that I haven't shot any of. I haven't actually written the script for, but I just have the story idea. Hopefully those will get done before the end of this year, because that will be new. I've never come out with four films in a year, but this is kind of different because I've already shot most of two of the films. And then for music, I have two albums, which are The Music of Fallen Nation, and I've started making that. I have released, I think, six songs from it, just the piano solo versions. If you don't know, that's music based on my Fallen Nation trilogy, based on the characters and the books themselves. And so that's going to be coming out probably sometime around May, hopefully. We'll see, though, because music, it's not the most important thing to me. I'm working on other things, you know, writing is probably the main thing. The other music thing I have is Dark Christmas, which is an album. I was hoping to have it out this past Christmas, but it's going to be coming out probably November of this year, because I've made three songs from that, or like three and a half songs from that. I've released three of them. So you'll notice my music projects are pretty spaced out. It's May and then November, and that's because I'm not working on that as much. But also, I will be working on some other music projects, and that would be the soundtrack for Dark Waters, which I'm scoring along with my sister. I'm probably going to be doing the soundtrack for those two other new films. I don't think I'm going to be doing the soundtrack for Suspect Ruthless, but for the other three films, I probably am going to be scoring those. So those are, you know, three more music projects that aren't really listed here, but those will be obviously coming out when the films come out. And then the other project I have is this podcast, and so that's just year-round. There's no deadline for that, obviously. I just hope to be coming out with one podcast episode every week. So that's enough about me and my projects. I just wanted to share that so that you know what I'm planning and how I schedule my projects and the timing of the things, because different kinds of projects will take different amounts of time. And also, you have to be aware of your own speed. Different people work at different rates. Different writers write at different speeds. Different filmmakers have different production processes that take various amounts of time. So just be patient with yourself and realize what your timing is probably going to be, and then acknowledge that realistically and schedule that into your plan for the year so that you know, okay, I have enough time to work on this book. For example, for me, it's kind of hard to schedule books in terms of like how long it's going to take, because there's one book, Fallen Nation Uprising, that I wrote in 4 months. It's not that it was particularly short at the time. It was my longest book. There are other books that have taken me over a year. Downfall, the next book, which wasn't even that much longer, took over a year to make. But there were other reasons. It was the last book, and I wanted to make sure it was all right. And there were plenty of different details I needed to work out. Just be aware of the kind of book that you're writing. And you, for example, you may write nonfiction faster than you write fiction, or vice versa. So be aware of what your working style is, and work that into your plan so that you're not suddenly having to figure out midway through the year that, oh yeah, you actually write way slower or way faster than you anticipated, and you're having to rewrite your whole schedule. That is fine. You can't do that. You can change your plan, and I would advise you to adjust it as needed throughout the year, because you are probably going to miss some deadlines, or maybe you'll be early for some deadlines, and then that will free up time for some new projects, or just move some projects earlier into the year. Be aware that your schedule is not set in stone. Definitely be flexible and work with it if you need to. So what can you use to plan your year? Writing down your goals and your plans for the year makes you a lot more likely to actually do them. So you can write out your schedule on a piece of paper. It can be as simple as that, pen and paper, or pencil, I guess. You can write it in like a Word document, or I use Evernote, which is a program. It's pretty nice. It allows you to create different notes, and you can write in it. It's basically like a word processing software, except it's slightly different. It has different notes, which are kind of like different documents, and you can do different things with it. You should look into it. I mainly just use it for, well, all sorts of things. I write down all my ideas in there. There are different notes that you can create, and notebooks, not actual physical notebooks. I have a note with all my ideas for books and films in it, and then I schedule out my days and the year in there, and so it's a useful thing. You can create tables and charts and all different things like that. It's pretty user-friendly, so I would recommend checking that out, and it's free. And your schedule doesn't have to be super fancy or elaborate or complicated. It can be as simple as, at least for your overall schedule, your plan, it can be just a list of your projects. I usually like to arrange them in terms of what kind of project they are. Like, I'll have books, and then films, and then music, and then other projects. And then next to those projects, the names of the projects, you can write the month that you hope to finish it in. And maybe you say the month that you hope to start it in, and then the month that you hope to finish it in. So that's pretty simple. It's just a list with two columns, one with the names of the project and one with the start or end or both dates, the deadlines. You can get into more detail with that. You can create a more complicated table or something, or a list with it breaking down all those individual projects. Like, for example, when I'm working on a specific project, I will probably make sort of a plan for that specific project. I'll say, you know, if it's a film, I'll say I want to have the script done by this date, pre-production all done by this date, and then post-production done by this date, and I want it released at the latest by this date. That can help you just on a more detailed level to figure out, when you're in the midst of something, how you're going to proceed on a more specific level. And do be warned that you shouldn't try to fit in too many projects into your year, because there are only so many days, and if you're a kid, you have lots of other things, and if you're an adult, there are always other things like school. I'm homeschooled, so that's a bit different, but I just do still have that kind of thing to deal with, and you don't have all the time for projects like entrepreneurial projects or creative projects, so make sure you work that into your schedule. And also, if your family has plans to go somewhere or do something, work that into your schedule. If you're going to be going on a vacation for like a week in a month where you need to be working nonstop on a book, then definitely factor that in. Realize that, yeah, you're going to need to probably take off that week from writing and fit it in somewhere else. Also, something I would advise doing is ranking your projects by importance. So make sure you know which projects you really want to get done or need to get done this year, so that you make sure that those ones specifically do get finished or started, or whatever it is you're hoping to do with them this year. Because if you don't, maybe you'll end up finishing some of the projects that weren't as important to you, but you don't actually end up getting to the projects that were important to you. So you definitely want to rank your projects according to importance, maybe in another place other than the plan for your overall year, and make sure that you get those ones especially done before the other ones if necessary. And please don't be overwhelmed by this whole process. It is a helpful thing that can help you get the most out of your year and get done everything that you would like to get done. It's just basically listing your goals and the deadlines. And you can, as I said, you can get a lot more detailed than that using the tips I shared before. But really, all you need to plan your year is the list of projects that you want to do and when you want to have them done. And that's basically it. Add some motivation to that. work in all the time that you need for the projects, and you should get them finished. In addition to planning my year, I also have a schedule for my days. Oftentimes, I'll use this, and it just schedules out what I'm going to be doing in the day, and sometimes at the top, I'll have the goals, the things that I really need to get done. Even if I get nothing else done, those are the things, or the one thing, that need to get done. And so I'll schedule different time slots for different things. So it'll be like I have practice piano at, 12 o'clock, and then the next item will pick up right after that time slot is over. And of course, be sure to schedule in your projects that you're working on at that time of the year. If you are using a daily schedule, which I find very helpful, it's pretty nice. And sometimes it can get thrown off. There are things that come up that are unexpected, and you can't really work them into your schedule beforehand. But do your best to get back on track and accommodate. And maybe you don't like scheduling. Maybe you don't like deadlines or different things where you have a specific allotted amount of time for things. But I find it pretty helpful, and you should try it out both for your year and for individual days. And something that's pretty helpful is to do sort of a check-in at the end of a week or a day or a quarter of the year sometimes, and see what of those things that I scheduled did I get done? Did I complete the projects that I wanted to complete in these months? Did I do all the things that I wanted to do today or this week or something like that? And you may have to, upon examining these things, adjust your schedule, maybe for the year, maybe for the week, maybe for the month, or something like that, and figure out what exactly you need to change to get done everything that you want or need to get done. So I hope you'll try out the planning techniques I've talked about in this episode, and I hope you'll find them fruitful and that you'll be able to get done all the projects that you want to get done this year. Hopefully this year will be the most creative year yet for you, and for me, and for everyone. With some planning and looking ahead, you can be ready for the year and make the most of your time. I hope you found the tips that I gave today helpful, but we're not done yet. As I said at the beginning of the episode, there is an exclusive book that you can get on my website, and so that's what I'm going to tell you about now. If you've read my books or if you've heard me mention them before, you may know that they all take place in the same universe. It's called The Taylorverse, and it includes all my published books and films. And it has hundreds of characters, spans hundreds of years. There is a lot in the Taylorverse, including plenty of secrets that you can't find out about in the books or films. But there is a book containing all the secrets and information about the Taylorverse. It's called The Complete Guide to the Taylorverse, and it's the comprehensive, entertaining, and valuable guide to the Grayson Taylor universe. Featuring facts and insights about all of the books and films in the Taylorverse, this guide takes you through the characters, locations, vehicles, technology, and history of the fictional universe. It's really fun, and it makes reading and watching the films a lot more enjoyable because you get to see how they all fit together into one really big narrative, and you get to see behind the scenes and see all the secrets that are not talked about really in the books and find out a whole lot of information about the universe and the characters and where they come from and what their names are even and different things like that, different organizations and the history behind things, artifacts, the powers, different things like that. It also shows you the future of the Taylorverse, including all the books and films that I'm going to be coming out with in the future, and you get to see how everything fits together and all the secrets behind it. Not only does it go into the fictional universe and all the made-up stuff about it, but it also goes into the actual making of the books and films, and you get to see a never-before-seen look at how I make my books and films. It also provides lots of useful information for other young artists, young writers, or filmmakers on how to build a universe, create different characters, and link all these plots together into one cohesive saga. Now, this is an exclusive book, so there's only one place you can get it, and that's on my website. All you have to do is become a member. As a member, you get access to all my books, films, and all the other content that I create. That's included with the membership, and it's only $10, which is pretty crazy because the actual value of it is over $45, because if you added up, what you'd have to pay to get all my books, and also there are exclusive films in it, and behind-the-scenes content, all kinds of things like that, it would actually be over $45, I think, but it's only $10. I would recommend getting that, even if you just want to read one of my books, because that's like the price of one paperback, and it's updated all the time with new books and films, and the books are on there even before they're actually released to the rest of the world, so which is pretty cool. And you also get exclusive films. For example, Suspect Ruthless is only going to be available to members, as well as Dark Waters. That's only going to be available for free to members. You can also ask me questions on there. There's a forum as well where you can talk to other members about all kinds of things. Like if you're a writer, you can talk to other writers on there and filmmakers, actors, entrepreneurs, different things like that. So it's a really great place to talk to other people and make connections. Again, you also get all of my books, all of my films, lots of bonus content that you can only get there, like The Complete Guide to the Taylorverse and Suspect Ruthless, Dark Waters, all kinds of different things. And if you ever need help with your creative projects, like you're writing a book or making a film, then you can just ask me on the forum or on the chat, and that's included in the membership. So I think it's pretty cool. You get to connect with other young artists and entrepreneurs, and you get to read all my books and watch all my films, including lots of exclusive content that you really can't get anywhere else. And it's just $10 a year. The price will be rising pretty soon, so I would definitely recommend getting it, because again, it has like over a $45 value, and that value is only going to go up as more books and films and exclusive content is added. So that's all I wanted to share with you. If you ever want to read any of my books or watch any of the exclusive films or anything, I'd definitely recommend becoming a member. It's a really great way to get all my content for a really low price. All you have to do is go to graysontaylor.info/membership. Hope to see you there. So that's all for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you got lots of really helpful tips about planning your year, scheduling your different projects, and also definitely make sure to check out the membership so that you can get all my books and films and all this exclusive content that I talked about for the lowest price you could pretty much ever get. Remember to subscribe to the show if you haven't already, and please leave a review wherever you're listening. To all young artists and entrepreneurs out there, stay creative and have a wonderful week.